bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hello and welcome into the Bottom Line. You got us on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com, a Thursday edition. Happy Christmas Eve. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Happy Christmas Eve, everybody. We are live from the First United Bank studio. You can call us on the Benchmark hotline, 806-771-0973. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reactions. Don't forget, you can take us anywhere with the mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank. Clint Scott with Jamie Lent.
Eve.
Oh, so it was Eve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Right? Because Saturday's Eve. Friday is Eve. So today must be Eve.
Sure, why not?
And behind the glass, Brennan. Taking care of... Dynamite drop-in, Brennan. Taking care of us. Brennan paid employee BPE.
And he is batting 100 today. Or 1,000.
That's
unlike
good.
You and I, who already got the Eve thing wrong.
I came in a slump already, so it's one. I think I have the yips.
You have the yips?
I have the yips. You know who looked like they had the yips in the first half yesterday? Jalen Tyson. What was going on? Somebody get that guy a towel.
Oh, man, like two times. Yeah. Pulled up in the once into the backcourt and once into the third row. Just look out below.
Yeah, it wasn't enough to worry, but like by the second time, I was like, okay.
Oh, Butterhands Tyson.
Yeah, maybe it's too warm in there.
He got it figured out, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dominate Houston Christian, tied for the 13th highest total in Texas Tech basketball history. You drop in 111 points. Baccio came back. How about that? A little unexpected.
And you beat the number two team in the country by 44.
Huskies.
Wrong
Huskies.
Not the same Huskies.
You're thinking of UConn Baptist. UConn Christian.
Shoot.
Ah. I think their Husky mascot has a little more floof in his neck. Like, this is how you tell them apart. You don't go to the name or the roster or the conference or anything like that. You just go to the... logo, and the Houston Christian has a little more floof in their Husky.
Define floof.
Yeah, like the neck floof where they have like their natural little Husky scarf, you know, all the hair. It's like they're wearing a wreath, but it's fur, a wreath of fur.
But wreaths aren't fluffy.
Yeah, they are. They're fluffy. You're looking at the wrong wreaths, man, if you don't think that they are...
They're so fluffy.
Dylan says, Merry Christmas, Treve. There we go. I like that. That saves the Eve.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well played, Dylan.
Saw campus was closed. First of crazy. Y'all should have been given the day off. Yeah. What's up with that?
We were.
Oh.
We just came to hang out.
Oh, that's right.
We're not even getting paid for this.
See you guys. Oh, man. Hey, yeah, how about that? You must be loving the weather outside.
Why would I love it?
Because it's awesome. It's so cold.
It's horrible. It's miserable.
I woke up on the right side of the bed, as they say, and I was like, man, I'm in a good mood today. I couldn't figure out why, and then I realized because everybody else in the house was shivering.
I don't understand the people are like, it's Christmas time. It's supposed to be miserable. Okay? I get if you want it to have snow on the ground, because that's pretty and it's different and the kids enjoy it and we don't get it that much in Texas. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about what we got going on right now is fun, is good, enjoyable.
Smaller crowds, no one wants to get out in it. It revitalizes you, helps you breathe.
Does it really, or did you just make that up?
I'm just making that part up. Okay, I think it makes it harder for you to breathe.
Yeah, I was about to say, as soon as I stepped out of my house to come here, I immediately had trouble breathing.
Like, yes,
I
was like, yes, that's exactly right.
This is where fat guys shine, man. Give me my weather. Give me my beef weather, Jamie. Let me have it. Eat me. Okay. I'm 1,000 degrees. I'm the surface of the sun.
Oh, I'm your pizza.
It's not that outside. I haven't heard that in a while.
I didn't know that existed.
But by the way, so this is, oh man, full circle moment here. Excellently done, Brennan. Why is this confetti stuck to my finger? So that spawned from our microwave that locked me out, called me names.
Okay.
Here in the office.
I do remember that moment.
Said, you know, child.
Child.
And I said,
child
you
lock.
Can eat it. And then I broke it.
Mm-hmm. Who gets in an argument with a microwave?
Apparently, the fat guy who likes it cold.
Only Clint Scott.
Give me my bagel bites. Come on.
Well, you may be a fat guy, as you called yourself, but you're looking good in your new signature stag
man,
shirt
all
over there, man.
Signature stag makes me feel like I've dropped 40 pounds.
I like the little mustaches with the mask.
I need to get a mask. I feel like I can pull it off.
I think you should. I think you should dress like that all the time.
Yeah. The man of mystery.
You already have the red mustache.
Raymond. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're almost Twinkies. Almost.
Yes.
His curls up more than mine.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. Mine goes in kind of the downward.
If I go grab a Sharpie real quick, will you let me make yours curl up a little more? Say no, because
yes.
I don't want to get that close to your face.
Yes. Yes, I will do that. I'll even pretend to be asleep because we just partied so hard in the first segment. But did you know that our microwave that I have now befriended actually does have a quick 30? Like it all started, I was trying to press start a bunch of times because every other microwave known to man, press start and it just hits 30 seconds now. It does have a quick 30. I found that like a couple weeks ago.
No,
okay, because I was about to ask, was this just a revelation you had now or did it take you a couple months to figure it out?
Well, for me, Brennan, it's just I'm sitting here remembering, you hear so much about how hard it is for some people this time of the year. And it's a difficult time and people who are alone and people who befriend microwaves and how difficult of a time it is. So I'm glad to hear that Clint has happiness and joy in his life. You know, Brennan, these are things that happen to you when you don't have a Christmas tree in your home.
Okay. We learned last week up to 25% of the people in America don't have Christmas
trees.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Because it said
it's the wording said in their homes. It can't be. Your statistics don't add up, Jamie. They don't add up.
Yeah, I'm a politician. I just make them up.
Never. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bullfighter says, how about don't be fat, Clint? I'm trying. Actually, I've been getting pretty swole lately.
Swole.
With our Swolverines.
Mm-hmm.
Turn into the swole troll, making people pay swole tolls. Hey, here in a few days, you'll play swole, miss. In the bowl game.
No, you won't. And you won't play ole, miss, either.
I love that. Why don't you like that? Hip, hip, ole, Mississippi.
Getting to the point. But taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You know, a lot of hard work goes into a recruiting class. Our coaching staff and our op staff did a great job. It's a special place whenever these families get to come into Lubbock on official visits. And, you know, they fell in love with Lubbock. They fell in love with Texas Tech. Can't say enough about, you know, Dave Martin, Sean Kinney, James Blanchard, Brian Nance, Jake Pittman. I mean, those guys have done such a great job evaluating guys and getting them building this class. You know, from the coaches to the strength staff to the current players, it took a lot to get this class signed. And I think Texas Tech is going to be really excited to watch these guys play. You know, our plan, what we were trying to do is really meet our needs in a lot of different positions. I think we signed somewhere in every position except for tight end. We had, you know, some younger tight ends that we felt good about. And then we wanted to really increase our team speed and our length and our size. I mean, y'all know me. I've talked about it a lot before, talking, you know, it's kind of a running joke, but big people beat up little people, and we signed some big offensive linemen and big defensive linemen, and then no matter what, if it's rivals, 247, on three, tracking football, nobody can question that this is the fastest class in the nation. And That's in black and white. So with that, I'll kind of open it up with for questions, and I do know it's a great day to be a Red Raider.
That was head coach Joey McGuire, Texas Tech, with the early signing day period, inking a top 25 class. And it doesn't matter where you look. Now, they'll be in different spots depending on if you're looking at ESPN, 24/7, on three, I think anywhere between 22 and 25. But it is a top 25 class. It is, you heard there at the end, inked fast class.
Fast
black
class.
And white. It is a fast class.
So big people to beat up little people and a lot of fast people.
Yes.
So they can be big, they can beat them up, and then they can run away real quick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If,
smart.
If we just find the combination of those two, have like superheroes on the field.
Yeah.
Super speed and super strength. I mean, obviously, just a ton of momentum. You knew this going into it, that this was going to be one of the better classes, what I think first top 25 class since 2011. And Jamie, to me, what stands out, and it's the bottom line, 100.7 the score. Thank you for joining us. Clint Scott, Jamie Lint, Brendan Riker, a.k.a. Brendan Paid Employee, also known as BPE. He loves it. A couple things that stand out. One, you got some area kids, and they came in and said that was going to be a focus.
Sure.
But you've heard that before. I think with some other coaches that have been here and felt like this one really meant it, and they absolutely put in the effort to get some of those kids. And it's not just, oh, well, we got to get them because they're from here. I mean, I think they're kids. Like, I mean, guys like Caden Carr, guys like John Curry, like guys that will be playing in some facet for you and not putting them here just because they're out here. But you've kept guys home.
Sure.
And you've made the effort to do that. That's the first thing that has stood out. And the second thing is 11 of the 27 freshmen that you signed will be here for the spring semester.
That's huge.
Massive.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you look back to how much difference does it make? That's the first question. Well, it's a huge difference because you're getting on the D1 and Texas Tech training regimen, getting in the weight room, just getting reps with other Division I football players. Is massive, and a guy who benefited from that this past year was a guy that we talked about the other day, Joseph Adedere. Like, he was here, and you could tell the difference that it made, and he went over, I can't remember what the weight difference was from when he got here till by the time even the season started, but that is a huge number of guys that you'll be able to do that with, and then your two transfers as of right now also will be here in the spring semester, but I mean, no doubt about it, just a big win yesterday for the Red Raiders. It was just about getting them signed. You knew what the class kind of was going to look like. You had a late flip there towards you from Texas, 4-star, that certainly helped. But for the most part, you kind of knew what this class was going to look like for a while. But just because you got them to verbally commit, as you've seen, you still got to get them signed. Yesterday, you get them all. And man, all the momentum in the world right now feels like.
Yeah, you've kind of built on that as the season has gone along after we felt like there was so much in the offseason last year heading into this year, and you got off to a great, great start in the recruiting ranks. Remember, at one point, you were inside the top five as far as your ranking goes, and I guess most of us felt like that wouldn't stay there the whole time, and ultimately that ended up being the situation. But, I go back to, excuse me, the last coaching regime, and you were trying to build through, and for understandable reasons, you were trying to build through the transfer portal, and this feels so much different that you're building for the long haul and not just the instant gratification of the next year, and you're able to do that because you've been able to start winning now, and then the recruiting wars that you're winning, the battles that you're winning, it's great to see because you're doing that against some of your main rivals, and that's fantastic. And it just feels like if you can get to a point where you can improve on the offensive line compared to where you were this year, improve maybe in some of the stuff that we saw in the secondary this year, and you've got the chance to make a big step forward.
Mm-hmm. And a big thing for me too is, one, having the recognition – of knowing where weak points are, and there wasn't any hiding. And I mean, you needed help in the trenches, and you get 9 offensive and defensive line linemen in this class. It's going to take a little bit of work to get them to be ready and get them mature enough. And I think that is, to me, the offensive and defensive line is the hardest jump for a young player, just because it's the size difference is there. And I'm not saying it's easy really at any position, and it's a jump offensive and defense, whether you're a safety, receiver, quarterback, whatever you have it. But I still think the biggest difference is offensive line and defensive line from high school to college. Mm-hmm. So it's still going to take a little bit to get there. But the fact that you went after those numbers, and it feels like you're going to say this with every class. You're not going to go, boy, we're really excited about half this class. But it seems like they genuinely are, though, excited about the linemen and bigs that they've got, which, I mean, by default, we'll just
that's the area where you have the most attrition.
Yeah.
Where guys decide, you know, it's not worth it anymore. Banging my head against these big guys every day, 6 days a week, whatever, for 6-8 months at a time, whatever. It's just those are the guys that end up quitting football before their college career is over, more at a higher percentage than other positions. So you need a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. You also commented on, if you remember floating around, how hard it is, Jamie, to recruit to West Texas. Head coach Joey McGuire commented on that as well.
We don't make excuses, and we don't let people make them for us. And I've always said that I think that was probably something that was said by West Texas people as an excuse. And there's a lot of numbers coming out today of what this class in the last 2 classes versus before in the last 10 years of how to do that. I think this is the greatest place on earth, man. I think you get to play behind a passionate fan base. It's a true college city. I say city, not a town, because we have 300,000 people. So you're recruiting to a true fan base, to where everywhere you go is red and black. Everywhere you go, every store, you got the double T. You get an opportunity to play big-time football. You're fixed to play and be in the nicest facilities in the country. And you get an opportunity to get a great education. And so whatever reason people said you couldn't recruit to West Texas, that will never be said again, and will only get better as we continue to grow this program.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That'll get you motivated, huh?
Absolutely.
You remember what Choice and I talked about this yesterday. You remember, seems like it's so far away now with how good you feel about where the program is headed, and you're headed to a bowl game. But if you remember about a month and a half ago, where you felt like mid-season, pre-Kansas and pre-3-game winning streak to end the season, a little nerves, I think, going around. A little grumble.
Sure.
Not that you were, boy, this, you're going to get rid of this guy in the offseason after 1 year, not working out, nothing like that. But you certainly weren't feeling good about how you were playing, and there was a few questions popping up, especially with the offense. You go on a 3-game winning streak, and it seems like all of that is just way, way off in the distance now.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be there.
Three-game winning streaks will do that for you.
See if you can make it 4 in the Texas Bowl when you take on Ole Mississippi. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Back with more next.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the Bottom Line at 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. This guy with Jamie Lint, Brendan Riker behind the glass, taking care of us, doing a fantastic job. We're live from the First United Bank studio. You can hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions, all of that. Welcome there. We get this from Shelly, Clint Scott, friend of Microwaves and Cinder Blocks, special character. One of these days, a Cinder Block's going to talk back. You'll see.
You are definitely a special character. I'd forgotten about the Cinder Block thing.
Me too. Not being paid. Well, congrats, Brendan, on being a new paid employee on your first day and not being paid.
Yeah.
No longer.
On a day that we're just here for fun.
Bullfighter says, I bet a brown paper bag would be the same as a mask. Could do it. Perfect day for golf. Let's hit the links, JL and Clint. I'm in.
I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out. That, it feels a little too cold for me.
Are you a golfer in general?
No.
Is it? Is there?
I think the sport is cool. I enjoy playing it when I play it. I am not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Good time had by all every time I go. I guess it just takes more time than I want, and I like a little bit more physical exertion.
What if you do like sprint golf?
Then I think the snooty golf folks would be like, what's the dude on Red Bull doing running up and down the fairway?
How many Mountain Dews has that guy had?
Yeah.
Could you imagine the face? Like, you just, hey, Jamie, you wanna come golf? You know, we have a trio, but we need a fourth. You're like, yeah, sure, I'm in. You go up for the first time, and everyone's driven. You're up for the last one, and you drive it down the fairway, and you just take off.
Yeah, I do the Happy Gilmore thing where I start from behind the ball. I run through it. I just keep running and see if I can catch where my ball lands.
Oh, yeah.
And with my skills, a good portion of the time, I actually can.
You like the guys
And I'm not fast. It's that I can't hit the ball far.
Yeah, it gets about 5 feet. I'm like, caught it. Mm-hmm. You're trying to do the video of the kids that'll throw the football to themselves. Yeah. You know, like,
although,
how far I can throw and how fast.
So the last time I swung a club, don't tell anybody this, okay? Just you and I talking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last time I swung a club, I went to one of those places where you can hang out and have some drinks and eat some foods and swing some clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of guys were up there, and they were trying to impress everybody. And some of them did it well, and some of them did not do it well. And I'm just trying to avoid, I'm not looking, not making eye contact with anybody, trying to avoid it. And finally, someone's like, hey, Jamie, give it a shot. You got to get up there. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, no, get up there. And I knew I was going to shank this thing so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of like sweating, walking up there. I do my little shimmy shake. I think I hit the best ball of my life. It was straight and it was far. And I did a bat flip. And I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Hmm.
And I think they're like, oh, man, we didn't know you could golf. I was like, yeah, I'm all right.
I don't like to brag about
pretended like that was normal for me. I wanted to, like, jump up and down and do a cartwheel, except I'm not athletic enough to do that. And it was probably the best shot, like I said, I ever hit.
You walked off.
It's the last time I'm ever swinging a golf club. I'm just going to end it like that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. End on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, you walked off. I mean, just feeling high as a kite. Mm-hmm. Big smirk on your face, and they're like, oh, we didn't know you're supposed to yell service before you hit a golf ball. That's we've been doing this wrong the whole time.
Yes, we have.
How about Aretha Franklin? Great name for a husky.
Mm.
If you get a husky, will you name it that?
I'm not really into very, really large dogs. Wouldn't you call a husky a large dog?
Just hurt my and Kronk's feelings. And you looked him in his face and said,
I am fine with other people having them. I do not want to own one.
Oh, so you're not like just judging them. Like,
I think they're fine. I don't want to own one. I am not into the very large landmines in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. The elephant dumps.
I'm out on it.
Elephants on parade. Good grief, man.
Yeah, every time Choice has a, you know, open to whatever show he's on. I don't know when it is. And it says something like, first thing you got to do is ditch the terrier and get a dog that's 50 pounds or more. Mm-hmm. I think of you and I think of me because you have a large dog. And then he says, if your dog's under 50 pounds, it's a cat and cats are worthless.
Yeah.
And so I think of you with your big dog and then I'm offended with my little dog.
But the thing is, I have a smaller dog than your small dog.
Yes, you do.
Some would say a street rat. I don't buy that. Yeah, shout out Parks and Rec. So I have both spectrums though. So I'm not size shaming small dogs.
Yeah, no, I'm not shaming either. It's just not for me.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You'd love him. You hate that when you say you don't like something. Like, oh, you'd like it. Let me tell you why.
I saw this incredibly hilarious, incredibly sad thing on social media the other day where two girls were trying to do a TikTok. I was not on TikTok. I want you to know
Jamie
that.
Was on TikTok. But got the, it. Keep okay. going.
It was posted on another site.
He was posting his golf swing on TikTok.
Yes. If I had TikTok, I would have posted that swing. And these two girls start, you know, you can see them start the camera, they start the phone, and then back away. And then they start dancing, and you see a little dog walk in the background, and then he walks out of the picture, and they continue dancing. And she, like, they both together in unison kick their legs forward, and all of a sudden, you see the dog go flying by the screen. Oh, no. And then the girls, like, take off. You can see the look of terror on their face. They just realize they kicked the dog, and he got major air. So it was incredibly sad and incredibly funny all at the same time.
Ah. Man, the sprinting after the flying dog, that's like if for some reason if my wife were to step on my foot and it didn't feel great, she'd be like, you're fine, you're giant. Mm-hmm. She'd actually like step on like the dog's foot or the cat's foot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The worship mm-hmm. of sadness. How am I going to go on living knowing I gently stepped on your foot? Will you ever forgive me? Please. What the heck?
Yeah.
My foot last week. I didn't get any of that. Whatever. It is time for Brennan Paid Employees Money Play of the Day.
Here comes Jalen Tyson. Tyson backing, spins, hits the cutter, Bacho! And he dunks. His defender hits the screener, Bacho for the two-hand ratchet, slams it down. And Davion Harmon setting up his defender. Hits the screener. Bacho for the two-hand. Ratchet. Slams it down. As King will scurry the other way for HCU. Pop Isaacs took it away. Now a steal. It's Lamar Washington for the dunk. There's a steal by Davion Harmon. Just feasting behind the back to Tyson for the jam.
You can hear Rick in the background still going on in the big speaker.
A whole lot of jam sandwiches going on yesterday, yeah. Clint.
Bunch of them. And
there was some rim rattling going on. Ratcheting.
Ratcheting. Ratcheting. I like that.
As Mr. Haxton said.
Yeah. Shout out Hax to you. Houston Christian, you beat them yesterday at home, 111-67. Two good performances now, back-to-back, kind of what you've been waiting to see. Twice over the century mark. I was listening to the pregame and Clark Lambert was joking, like, well, I don't know if you're going to get over the century mark again. And it was like the opposite of an announcer's jinx. He needs to keep saying that.
He challenged him.
Yeah.
They're like, take that, Clark Lambert.
You like that?
That's what they said.
Just like the Lovett Cooper girls are trying to prove Jamie Lint wrong now for the rest of their season, as we established yesterday. Just like Texas Tech football, prove Sneed wrong. Texas Tech basketball, prove Lambert wrong. Totally joking.
I have no idea what I said about the Lovett Cooper girls basketball team that you're accusing me of.
That was whenever you tried to say that they had no shot against Monterey, would never happen. You know, not in their dreams, and they upset them.
None of the words I've used.
In the locker room, Coach Laverne. Did you hear what one Jamie Lint said?
Yeah.
The whole Jamie Lint world's against us. And we're not going to back down.
World of One.
World of One sounds like a band. Davion Harmon finishes with 22. Kevin O'Banner with 22. And Daniel Bacho, who you heard there three times, throwing it down. A 12-point, 10-rebound double-double. And ankle looked good.
Yes, I mean, that's the biggest takeaway from yesterday's game, right? Is that Bacho was back out there, looked healthy, looked agile, didn't look like he was nervous about it. Yeah. I think that's the thing that I was most excited about from yesterday.
No hesitancy from him at all.
Nope.
It's good. He gets 22 minutes, and it felt like 22 really, really big minutes. The next team, you'll see South Carolina State. When we come back, it'll be a Thursday edition of Kaylee's Dailies. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint's got Le Crouton and BPE behind the glass taking care of us. doing a fantastic job. You can call us on the Benchmark Hotline. You'll hear Brennan's lovely voice, 806-771-0973. If you call us, Brennan actually sings when he answers.
Mm-hmm. It's like a singing telegram.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he's a singing telephone operator.
Right, and I'm not the telegram that's wearing like a costume. Like I'm not a Christmas tree. It's just a regularly dressed guy giving a telegram.
What would it take for you to
be... It's good to know. Glad to hear that you're not dressed like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Although my wife was yesterday.
Oh, school party thing?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
No,
we just went out to dinner last night.
That sounds fun. I would do that. I would do that.
I have no doubts. No doubts.
That'd be really fun.
You wouldn't be going out to dinner with me, though.
Well, I drink coffee, so I know. You've made that very clear. Whatever. What would it take for you to be a part of a singing Christmas gram? Or to be the solo act? Like, what if we changed some Michael Jackson lyrics to a Christmas version? Better question. What would it take for us to send you to Chuck's house to be a Christmas gram?
No, not going.
The smile disappeared so fast.
Not going.
It got replaced with terror for like half a second.
Not going.
Oh, man.
There are things that can't be unseen there.
Oh, that's true. What if we blindfold you?
No. No.
Just drop you off.
No.
You think he's...
not going to the colony.
You think he's mowing shirtless in this weather?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, it's time for a Thursday edition of Kaylee's Dailies. I'm going to guess on what today's animal is. Just get one.
Husky.
Yes! I mean, context clues. Way to use them. The Siberian Husky.
Mm.
They were developed as working sled dogs over thousands of years by the Chukchi people living in the Siberian Peninsula of Northeast Asia. In their belief, two huskies guard the gates of heaven.
Oh, nice.
It'd be a pleasant sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Siberian sled dogs were used by the U.S. Army during World War II for Arctic search and rescue of downed pilots and cargo. See? So I'm just giving you reasons. That selling you something for some reason that you obviously don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeps on knocking on that door.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever... competed in a sled dog race?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I really would. I know it's...
You kind of look like a guy that would do that, although you might be a little bit heftier than most of
those
guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would make the sled dogs
the right word.
Super right. Angry. Hefty. Husky, you could say.
Husky.
Big boned. The husky was always... You remember whenever... I think it was Wally World that was real big on the husky-sized like pants. Uh-huh. And like as a kid, it's like, oh, yeah, it's just husky.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time, I grew up in a really, really small town,
Angry
central
here.
New York. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time when I was young, I'm like 6 or 7 years old, asking my dad, I says, is anybody famous that's ever come from our school? And my dad told me, yeah, this guy, blah, 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 he won the Iditarod 2 years in a row. And I'm like... I said, famous, Dad.
Oh, no. I was like, that's awesome. That's so cool.
Nobody knows his name. He's not like, you know, professional athlete or an actor.
You mean you're knocking a 2-time back-to-back winner of the race that started in 1973 in remembrance of 1925 when Siberian Husky sled dogs heroically brought life-saving serum to fight diphtheria in Nome, Alaska. And yeah, I knew that off the top of my head.
I believe you.
That's what you're knocking? Also, what inspired a terrific animated kids movie called Balto? I love Balto. It was a good movie. What was the other? What was the real life one? Pogo? Togo? Togo. No help from that side?
No clue.
Okay.
Brennan? Now he's out too.
At first he said children's movie, and I thought he was talking about snow buds or snow pups.
Snow pups. It's like the... I think I've seen that one previewed before.
What's that one?
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen it somewhere.
What's snow pups? I don't know what that one is.
It's like Air Bud, but there's like a...
Well, can we stop with the Air Buds? Like, the first two were believable. A dog playing basketball and a dog playing football. The soccer one was iffy. You get to where he's like playing baseball. That's going to hurt his teeth. And then while he's jumping up and spiking in volleyball, get out of here.
Your dogs can't do that?
No. Not yet. Well, I can't even get them to a sled dog race with me. I get in a little red wagon, and I tie Kronk and Kiwi to it, and Kiwi's just like, she's trying. Her little feet are going 1,000 miles an hour. We're not going anywhere, and Kronk just lays down.
Kronk's trying to get in the sled with you.
Yes, please. Somebody push us. Mom. Yeah, that would be fun. We get this on the 8th Warning Center chat line from Patrick. Lance Leipold wishes he was Joey McGuire. I bet they're both separately happy being themselves currently.
I would believe that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where was KU's class ranked? Was it pretty good? I would imagine one of their best ever or in a long time.
The composite one was in the 40s because they got some transfers.
Okay.
It was like in the 70s, which is still... better than what it's been.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they got low numbers again, but they actually got quality players for low numbers. I mean, it's not five stars running through there.
Well, sometimes when teams have low numbers, it's just because they haven't had a lot of guys leave and they only have so many available spots.
And they do have, I think, 10 on offense and 7 on defense returning from the starters. Yeah. The difference with that is like you're in the age where you can turn around a program a little bit quicker than what you could have with the transfer portal. You still obviously have to me, do, you know, what Joey McGuire is doing and get your base guys. It's going to be a little bit before that is all the way turned around because it's different from like a Colorado right now with Coach Prime. He had a great day yesterday, got some transfers that he brought into Jackson State that came with him from other schools and then also flipped a couple like kids from Notre Dame and a kid from Auburn.
Do you see
Colorado was a down year last year, but they've been okay, not to the level that Kansas was.
You see the logo, graphic, whatever you want to call it, I guess graphic, that Colorado is giving to kids that have been offered by Colorado?
Mm-mm.
And like in big letters, it's like offered by Coach Prime. And then very, very low on the thing, Colorado Buffaloes. It's like way down at the bottom. Like, are we playing at Colorado or Coach Prime University?
You know what? If I'm the Buffaloes, I'm okay with that if it helps turn it around. If I'm anybody on staff there, if it's working, I don't really care. That's why they, I mean.
If I'm a Colorado fan, that makes me nauseous.
Ooh.
But I guess winning football games, getting quality players to win you football games wouldn't make you nauseous.
Yeah, that would make it.
It would settle
your stomach. 1-11 was pretty nauseous
this year, too. So you'll try anything at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they could, I don't know.
2-for-1 sales.
Put an attractive blonde on there. And,
coupons.
And offered by her. And if it gets you more players, you'll probably be all right with it.
Mm, yeah. The Colorado calendar bringing in recruits. How has nobody made a dancing elf video of Clint and Jamie?
Because the real life Clint is goofier than any dancing elf.
I feel like in our relationship, I would be Santa Claus.
And what would I be?
An elf. But like the head elf.
Oh. So that's supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah, Brendan's not a head elf. He's just an elf. What?
I mean, I just love
I said head elf. Dr. Elf. Papa Elf.
Well... We know choice is Mrs. Claus.
Right. I think I'm the elf that...
How's that working out for you, Santa?
Filed for divorce.
What'd you say, Brendan?
I think I'm the elf that has to go out to where the reindeers are and have to feed them the carrots and then, you know, scoop.
Yeah, remember the droppings we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
I've got a shovel for you. I'm just kidding. You've got the bottom line of 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Ho, ho, ho. Happy Christmas Eve.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Happy Christmas tree. We're live from the First United Bank studio. You can call us on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. Or you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, a couple terrifying things to learn on the chat line right now. Let's go with Jamie Lint and Brendan Riker behind the glass taking care of us. We get this from Steven. In the Alaska interior, your lungs freeze and eyeballs freeze solid at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's sounds miserable.
There's a little not so fun fact for you.
Yes, not so fun at all.
We also got this.
So I've been trying to convince my wife to move there, so I guess we'll probably pass on all that.
Just pass on that part. I don't know, make a fire or something. Watched Alone.
Sure. Just put your Christmas tree outfit back on. You'll be fine.
Yeah, by the way, Chuck's not wearing a Santa Claus outfit like he apparently misled the people. Yes. It is an awesome Christmas suit, though. Way safer than a birthday suit. But it's got like...
You never know with Heinz.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You've got like the bright green with all the ornaments on there, the matching tie from jacket to pants. It's pretty Christmas spiffy.
He will really stand out. If you are at the game, you're watching on television, you will be able to spot him pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It's not like Chuck to try to stand out, though, so that's really surprising.
It's really outside of the box for him. I'm good. I'm glad he's growing as a person and getting outside of his comfort zone. We also got this on the chat line from Bullfighter, and I had to go look up this story, as did you. It's just a little headline. A two-year-old survives being swallowed, spit out by a hippo. This happened in Uganda, and he was there by his home and got halfway swallowed up. And I love this from the Ugandan police force, at least the wording in the statement, which thank goodness this kid's okay. But it took the bravery of one Crispas Baganzo, who was nearby. You're laughing at the name? It's not that funny.
Yes, it is.
Merry Crispas.
That sounds like...
Happy Baganzo.
I don't know. Sounds like some sort of wild and crazy clown.
Oh, hey, kids. It's Crispas Baganzo.
See? There you go. I think we just nailed that, Clint. We just found out what Clint's side job is.
It's Baganzo. Yay!
It's kind of fun to say.
Yeah. Crispas Baganzo. Crispas Baganzo. Thank goodness, though, Crispas Baganzo was nearby to save the victim, the almost victim.
Mm-hmm. No, he's says, still a victim.
Okay. Well, could have been a worse victim.
Yes,
so
he could have.
It's just not over-dramatize it. He didn't actually get eaten.
He only got half eaten.
It's terrifying. But to save the victim... After he stoned the hippo and scared it.
Who did?
Crispas Baganzo gave the hippo a doobie by the hippo dumpster when the hippo wanted some ketchup for his Ugandan child like he asked.
I think you're missing the true meaning of the word stoned there, Clint.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that insinuates that he threw... a rock at him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe a cinder block.
Was it talking? Was it threatening him? Better put that child down. So what you're saying is he didn't give him a hippo bong.
No.
This is the only way to save this child.
I don't think that's what happened.
Okay. Well, probably smarter to throw a rock at it.
Yes, I would agree.
What a crazy story. Yeah.
Yes. And the kid, that was like in early December. He's already been released for the hospital, full recovery. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And man, does he have a story to tell.
Yeah. All thanks to Merry Christmas. Yeah,
man, he's going to get to kindergarten. They're going to be like, Hanzo. What's your favorite story? Well, I got eaten by a hippo once. Yeah, sure you did, little. What's his name?
Oh, I didn't actually get his Something name. Paul. I was too.
Something Paul. Paul was his last name.
Chris Paul. It wasn't as good as Chris Boss.
Tommy Paul.
Iga Paul.
Iga Paul.
Iga.
Juan A.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I always hate the, like whenever you had to be, which thank goodness we didn't do this here. Like whenever you add on someone to the staff, the forced small circle. Now we're all going to go around and say one interesting fact about ourselves. I hate that. Forced learning. Like, can't we just get to know each other naturally? Like, just put us in a room and let us hang out for 10 minutes. Because, like, no one ever says anything interesting, right? It's like, all right, one interesting fact. Like, I'm Clint Scott, and I used to live in the state of Kansas. Cool.
Brennan would say, I'm Brennan Riker, and I'm state championship game famous.
I'm not going to tell you why.
Yep, just... stop right there. No one else needs to know anything else.
But Iga,
I would say I'm Jamie Lent, and nothing about me is even remotely exciting, so we'll just go to the next guy.
I'm also have a side gig as a food-based rapper. You may know me as Lil Crouton.
Yes, wiggity wiggity.
Iga does not have to worry about this though. Because he has a story to tell. He wants to be in these small groups. Mm-hmm. Hey, ever tell you about the time I got half eaten by a hippo and then it got high and just dropped me? I tell you this time this hippo was blazing up and had the munchies and used the bottom half of me as a snack and decided I didn't taste very good?
Mm.
Yes, you have, Iga, 27 times today.
I think that would be a good take versus take question, because if you said, yeah, tell me one interesting thing about yourself, because you, if you want to win the point, you've got to go more outrageous, right?
Yeah. Than being half eaten by a hippo.
No, yeah, I mean, you've got to go out there, right? You can't just play it close to the vest and be like, you know, I once won a spelling bee in third grade. No, you got to tell something interesting.
I actually did win a spelling bee in third grade, and that was a huge accomplishment for me. Back to back, third and fourth grade.
Two times.
The other three competitors were very upset.
Yes.
Hop diddly dee!
You're dang right. Won on bicycle in the third grade.
You won a bicycle?
I won. No, the word I spelled bicycle correctly. Bicycle. Mm-hmm. I won phenomenon fourth
really?
Grade.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal.
It was. Thank you. I still have my ribbons. Do you want me to show you? So what you're saying is I shouldn't use that for our, for my interesting fact. Just go ahead and write that. Okay. Don't use the back-to-back spelling bee championship.
My youngest got knocked out in like the third or fourth grade on jeans. She spelled it with a G.
The geens.
And still to this day, we say, here's your geens. I like your new geens. Need some new geens for Christmas? Why do you have so many holes in your geens? Can't your parents buy you real pants?
You went on from that to like the district or whatever. And while wearing my geens, uh-huh. I remember what I got out on the second one, but on the first one, I panicked and misspelled llama. Spelled it L-A-M-M-A. Llama. It's like our new frat. Llama Phi, baby.
You were just into being physical with people. You were into the MMA.
Yes. And I fought the judge. What do you mean I'm out?
Then you roundhouse the judge. There's your MMA. Take that.
I'm not leaving. K-I-C-K. That spells kick. More Nixon on Report 7, The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Back for one more with us. You've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint. Brennan Riker behind the glass doing a great job. If you're wondering, wait, what? Why? Only one more? Why? Well, this is why. Lady Raider basketball is coming up, taking on UC Riverside, home game there at the USA, continuing their stretch of home games. You can hear that right here on 100.7 The Score, also on 107.7 Yes FM. Also tonight at 6 o'clock, right here on The Score, it's Astroline. It's your Houston Astros fix. And on Double T 97.3 at 6:30, it's the Armed Forces Bowl. Baylor taking on Air Force. Well, rough seeing them lose a quarterback to Oregon yesterday.
Extremely rough.
They were so very Nova sad. I don't know how to say the kid's last name. I'm just assuming that's how you do it for the sake of my joke.
I think you nailed it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Were you in the party of, this is for Stidham, take that?
No, it's not like we got him.
Well, I know, that's where I was at. Like, yeah. The difference is you didn't benefit from it, but you got your quarterback, at least from this class, and Jake Strong.
We didn't get our pickup truck. It's just a rumor that Stidham got a pickup truck. I don't know if it's true or not.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. He never drove me around in it.
Well, I mean, did you ask him?
Where is he now?
I don't know. Maybe he's going to pop up in the USFL or XFL or...
He's not on an NFL roster anymore?
I don't think so.
He's not number 3 on the Patriots?
Maybe he is.
I think Zappe is way better than Mac Jones. I don't think Mac Jones is going to make it as an NFL quarterback. He looks like a career backup to me.
I think he and Mac Jones look equal from what you've seen.
Zappe and Jones?
Zappe and Jones. And
I just like a quarterback that can make plays, and Zappe makes plays.
I think Zappe makes plays, but will also get you into trouble. Oh, he's on the Raiders. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Good for him. I guess. Whatever. I think Zappe can make more plays than Mac Jones. I think they're in the situation, though, but, man, we took this guy in the first round. We did take him to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. He did. I don't know that it... I mean, it wasn't...
It's not... He wasn't leading the charge.
They weren't riding on his back.
I think they're in the boat of... They're too close to not just lean by default to the first rounder.
To the one who's making the most money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fair.
To the guy that if you moved on from, you go, boy, you missed on a first rounder. Ouch. Mm-hmm. Another bust for the first round from the Pats. Good job. We get this on the chat line from Shelley for Jamie's interesting fact. I'm Jamie Lint, and I broke my ankle just walking, but did it stylishly in my Bills starter jacket.
I should wear it just one day.
You should wear it every day. That would be awesome.
I don't even know if I'd fit in it anymore. I'm a little heftier.
Huskier. Big boned.
Mm-hmm. I think my bones are the same size.
Oh, really?
I think it's the flab on top of the bones that's larger.
Grandma's lying to me.
Yeah.
I won't have it. Think I could fit in it?
No, I wouldn't let you.
Oh, because I'd fat guy in a little coat. Richard, what's happening?
I'm just not going to let you put my clothes on. I have no idea why I've kept it.
Nostalgia, right?
And it hangs in the hall closet. Like, that's the closet where jackets that you're actually going to wear are. I have no idea why it's there.
So it's geared up and ready to go, and every day it gets its jacket little feelings hurt because you keep bypassing it for, what, like a decade? When was the last time you wore it?
Oh, way more than a decade.
2 decades?
I mean, I was in college in the mid-90s. I probably haven't worn it since 2000.
But now, like, that brand is like the cool, nostalgic retro. Like, oh, I would so love I would to get my hip? Hands. You would be hip and happening. When the Bills win the Super Bowl this year and you dive through the table with your rat tail like you've promised.
You want me to be wearing that jacket?
I want you to wear the jacket.
Will there be cushions under this table?
Are you a real Bills fan? I mean, what's happening over there? What's the most non-Bills fan thing I've ever heard? Asking about safety? Asking about caution?
I mean, I sleep wrong and I wake up in the morning and my back hurts. You want me to jump through a table? I'll be out of action. I'll be on IR for a month, 2 months.
No, not when you're on the rush, though, of watching
I need some
the
of that,
Bills
the pay hippo retribution. Get through it.
Yeah, this from Bob. Might get hippo faded later. You and Clint. That's good. Was that Wizzo? Man, I'd never heard of him before, Chuck. There was a small group that just assumed that since I was from Kansas, I knew.
You don't know who Wizzo,
Wizzo was? No, I learned who he was from doing the morning drive with you guys, and then I was terrified looking at like what.
Anybody else enjoying Clint world. Saying Wizzo was?
Wizzo was. I didn't know who Wizzo was. Alliteration. Wizzo was everywhere. WWE. Good Lord. Move on from the hippo story. It's dead. Actually, they just stoned him.
I think everybody's alive.
Yeah.
Including the hippo.
Yeah, the hippo was actually still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Find something bride stupid to discuss. I'm sure Clint has many ideas. I do. I do have a lot of stupid ideas. That part was true. Factual. I also got a RuPaul Baganza on there. Tim Tebow took the Broncos to the playoffs. So what? Means nothing. That's a fair point. I do think, though, just since he's still so young, and the only difference to me with it is, again, I agree with you. I think Zappe can make more plays than what he can. He can move around a little bit, and Mac Jones is a little more stiff at times. Very much a classic pocket passer. But the Patriots have a lot of problems past just what the quarterback is. As Mac Jones said the other day, their running game sucks. And then they got running backs pitching to the receivers when they just go to overtime. Like, it's they don't know who their offensive coordinator is. There's a lot of issues there. Besides just trying to really, really nail down the quarterback spot.
Clint is killing the alliteration today. He just went with Patriots pocket passer after Wizzo was. Just crushed.
He's got poetry on the mind.
Okay. I love the quote this week from one of the the Patriots players who said, that play at the end of the game was not the design. That was ad-libbed. Oh, really? That was not the design to throw it back to the other team going in the wrong direction? Really? Thank you, Newt Rockne.
I guess it was with Sneed that we played this for the play of the day. Did you hear the Patriots radio call of that? It was gold. I mean, the color guy calling, this is the dumbest team.
Yes, I
heard. Like, my favorite part is like, what's the quarterback gonna do? Run 60 yards?
I know they were throwing it back to Mac Jones, who can't move anyway. And he also can't tackle, clearly. Yes.
Oh, man. And Chandler Jones, every defensive lineman's hero, because he got not just a touchdown, a game winning touchdown. It was an interception. And he got to throttle the quarterback and plant him in the ground without there being a flag. Because he was trying to tackle him.
Yeah. Every defensive lineman wants to do that.
Yeah. That's like, he had to like actually pinch himself.
Probably a good day for him.
Saw a video of, obviously I disliked the Raiders, so I wish it would have been any other team, but I did enjoy watching Derek Carr and his like quarterback coach, or maybe it was the OC on the sideline, and they're like going over what they're going to do in overtime, and he just starts like hitting them. Because he's watching Chandler Jones win the game. Have this from Bobby Hot Dogs. He says, Jamie, I found your motto for life. There are two kinds of people in this world. Avoid both of them.
No comment.
Bullfighter dares you to get that hairdo.
Okay. It was going to be either that or the rat tail, but I guess I'll go with that one.
No, you should combo it. You should be the first to have the side puff and rat tail.
I should. Should I?
Is that what you would call that? A side puff?
I think that's you and the hippo doobie again.
Hippo faded.
I don't know what you call that, but I'm sure I'm heading that direction.
Mac Jones is the typical quarterback that looks great in college because he plays for a team like Bama and never gets his jersey dirty. I agree with JL. Zappe looks better and didn't play behind an NFL line in college with NFL receivers and RBs. Again, I don't think Mac Jones is better than Zappe. Mm-mm. I think they're on even footing right now.
Yeah, and I agree with the part about playing with great, 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 great players around you all the time. get to the NFL and suddenly it's a more level playing field. Not the same deal.
That'll do it for us. Thanks to Brennan. Thanks to Jamie. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.